This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. District 3 is the only contested race for the Montezuma County Commission this year. Republican Joel Stevenson is up against unaffiliated candidate Rebecca Simulski, and KSJD spoke with both candidates last week and pre-recorded the same set of questions that neither candidate had access to in advance. I'd also like to disclose that Simulski is an underwriter of KSJD. The current commission continues to work on some proposals to update the land use code, now approaching its third meeting for public comment. So my interview with Joel Stevenson started there, and I asked if working on the code is something he'd like to do in office and how he would handle the process.
The current code that we have, I believe, is pretty good. The updates, most of that should have just been language updates to make it a little clearer. I don't agree with some of the changes that they're trying to make. I believe that the current code that we have, there's probably a few things we should take out of it and lessen it a little bit.
Does anything in particular come in mind for you?
I'm on the Planning and Zoning Committee, and I never really realized how much personal property rights were given away through the land use codes and stuff. I know we have to have codes, but I think there's some things that just need addressed.
One of the proposals would reduce lot minimums from 3 acres to one, and Commissioner Larry Donsukla has argued this as a way to increase affordable housing options, but there have been many public comments, including from some of the municipal officials who are concerned about impacts to water quality and the rural lifestyle to the county. Do you think that there is a way to address all of these concerns with this current proposal? Or do you have another idea that you would encourage as commissioner to address this?
Well, currently we already have a way to get to 1 acre lots through PUDs, where the developers have to set aside a 2-to-1 ratio. And I believe that's a good way to get to 1 acre lots. I think before anything's changed, that we need to work on our resources, such as water and things like that, because I think we're, like in the Mancos area, there's no more water to be had over here. So I don't know how they're planning on supplying those type of resources to these lots like this.
The current commission recently approved a solar project near Totten Lake. And do you believe that further support for renewable energy is a priority for the county?
I do, in the solar aspects of things. I think solar is going to be something to add to, just in case something ever happens, because Kinder Morgan, they're a large part of our county, and most of our income comes from Kinder Morgan. I think we need to address and just have a backup plan in case they were to pull out, and I believe solar is the way to go.
We don't know the timeline of how the pandemic will develop from here, but we do know that we'll be feeling the economic impacts for years to come, like we are already. What is one sector of Montezuma County's economy that you believe we could expand in the coming years, and what could the county do to help facilitate that?
Well, the very first thing we need to do is just get our businesses open back up. They never should have been shut down to start with. We're killing our small businesses and stuff with this shutdown. We need to work to just get them open. We need to work to add more value to agriculture, because we're a huge ag community. The value in agriculture is so far behind everything else that if we don't get value back in ag, we're not going to have agriculture here.
On top of seeing these long-term effects of the pandemic, like these economic ones I just mentioned, the county and the Four Corners will also be seeing the effects of a warming climate, and that's expected to worsen in the area and across the West, including the increasing likelihood of water shortages. So to wrap up today, Joel, do you feel prepared to take on a term that will experience the challenges of these multiple outside stressors during your time in office?
Yeah, I'm very capable of taking this on. climate change, I believe this is something that's been going on throughout the ages, and it's something that we just got to deal with on a case just as it comes. There's nothing we can do about it. They need to work on the worldwide emissions if they believe that that's what's causing climate change, which I don't believe that. I believe it's just that point in time before we're at.
But locally, do you believe that you'll be able to take on these outside stressors as a commissioner?
Yes.
In this final minute here, I'd like to give you the opportunity for somebody who's listening right now and is an undecided voter, and they're choosing between yourself and your opponent. What would you say to them to convince them to vote for you?
Well, I'd like to say to them that I believe an elected official should be the voice of the people that puts you there. I'll listen to the people of Montezuma County and do what's best for them. I'll do everything I can to protect our private property rights, the Constitution of the United States. I'll take care of the needs of the county first and then the wants. I'll use common sense to find common ground. And I want you to know I won't be working for Montezuma County. I'll be working for the people of Montezuma County.
That was Republican Joel Stevenson running for the Montezuma County Commission in District 3. My interview with his opponent, unaffiliated candidate Rebecca Samulski, is also available on our website right now at ksjd.org. And I'd like to disclose that Samulski is an underwriter of KSJD.